I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio. Thank you for being with us this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided. And so what is I've Decided, you might be asking yourself? Well, it is all about you. It's about your goals, your dreams. What is it that you want to do? And whatever that is, we want to provide the resources that you need in order to be successful, to go alongside you, provide you the motivation, the inspiration through success stories of others, the right information, education, and the resources, accountability, everything that you need in order to truly be successful in achieving your goals or dreams, whatever it is that you want to do. So it is 2 weeks before Christmas. I cannot believe it. And the new year is just right around the corner. So we're about to roll into a new year, 2017. And I know that this is the time of year where we all start thinking New Year's resolutions. 2017, this is going to be your year. This is going to be my year. It's going to be the year that maybe you decide to get healthy. Maybe you decide to run your first 5K or to cycle your first 40 miles, or maybe you decide you need to finish the education that you've been wanting to do, or get organized, or write your book, whatever it is. Let's just go for 2017, go for broke, stick that stake in the ground, make the decision that this is going to be the year that you are going to achieve success, but you are going to need some support if that's going to happen. The truth of the matter is that realistically, people who make New Year's resolutions, around 92% of them never achieve success. And I truly believe that that statistic is really that high, because you need to have so many things working with you in order to make the changes that are necessary in order for you to achieve your goals. So my guest today here with me, Mr. Daniel Moore of Moore Motivation, he is going to be teaching a power session at our conference on January 21st at the Peoria Civic Center. And we are just going to be talking about, you know, things that you can do in order to help yourself to successfully achieve your goals, whatever they are. And of course, one of the most important things you can do is come to the conference, get your tickets, and get registered for the conference. You can do that at ivedecided.org if you have not already. And but there are so many things that you can learn and do differently that will help you be successful. And so my friend Daniel Moore is here with from Moore Motivation, is going to help us understand that. And we're going to just kind of lay out the conference for you. Why do you need to come to a motivational conference? How's that going to help you be successful? So I hope we can answer those questions for you, and you will continue listening to the show over the next half hour as we roll out some good ideas and things that you can do in order to successfully achieve your goals in 2017. So, hey, Daniel.
Hey, Kim. Good morning.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
You know, it's my pleasure. You know, one of the things that I've decided does is it connects the resources with the need. You know, if you can look in at the world, and one place is there's famine, there's a drought, other place there's flooding. One place there's not enough food, another place there's more than enough, people are throwing food away. And it's not about resources, because there are enough resources in the world, but when you can connect the resources to the need, then that's when you've got success. So I've Decided is a community of resources. And when you come in and you've got your purpose and your business, I call it entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship.
Okay. Yes.
I love it.
So you got your needs, your individual and your unique needs for your living out that purpose that you have. and you come with a community of resources, and you just hook up.
You hook them up.
You hook up.
You're going to get hooked up at the third annual motivational conference.
That's what it's about. It's about getting hooked up.
I love that. So you're going to get hooked up so you can be transformed, so you can achieve success.
You know, nobody plans to fail, but not having a plan for success is the perfect plan for failure that works every time.
I know, it does. And it is my life mission. And I know, Daniel, we are very like-minded. It is your mission as well to help people fulfill their purpose and to help all of us understand and realize that we are born for success.
Right, right. And Norman Vincent Peale said, the quickest way to get your success or what you want is to help somebody else get theirs. So a lot of times when I'm talking to people, I tell them, I'm not a total success unless you get a revelation and become a success also. So it's like when and I've decided, it's like the other businesses feed off of the success. We feed off of each other's success.
The success stories.
Yes.
Yes. There is nothing more inspiring to me than to hear somebody else's success.
And to see a transformation.
Yes. And to actually see it right before your eyes.
Yes.
And to see that success, it's just incredible. We have so many amazing success stories. And so this is our third, as I've said, this is our third annual motivational conference happening on January 21st. And if you've been listening to I've Decided Radio, you got a taste of one of my good friends, Darice Vigors, her story of coming to the first conference and making a decision that day to write her book. And she's actually going to be debuting her book at the conference in January. And it's just an amazing success story. And that's what you're talking about, Daniel. Just hearing someone else's success gets you motivated to say, hey, I can do it too.
I know people that was at last year's conference that have made a determination that by the time the conference rolls around next year, they will be either at a certain weight or they'll be this far along in their plan. So it's accountability, it's motivation, it's inspiration. It just really helps you to get on those goals and see them through.
And whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Do you want to lose weight? That could be a goal. Maybe you want to open your own business. Maybe you've already opened your own business, but you need tools and resources that can help you. Connecting with a social media expert or a marketing company, someone who can just go alongside of you and provide tools for you to be a better business owner. And as small business owners, it's really difficult to hire a person, you know, to fulfill every need that we have. So having those other small businesses, those resources that can just share enough information with you where we, because a lot of the stuff we have to do ourselves as small business owners, right? So we need to be, we wear those different hats. So we need to be good at many different things and we need the resources to learn how.
And there's nothing more encouraging than seeing somebody who's been where you are right now and have made it. And then you can turn around and you see somebody who's up and coming and you remember then when you were where they are. And then, you know, we just inspire each other and there's little golden nuggets of wisdom all around.
It is. And I know, like, for example, one of our power sessions that we're doing is about being a confident communicator, which is geared towards public speaking. And my guest last week on the show, if you'd listened last Sunday, when one of my guests was Gina Morris Fisher. And of course, she's one of our local news stars and she's got an education in communication and does public speaking really every day of her life. That's right. What she does for a living. And she's very, very good at it. And she's teaching one of the teachers of that power session. But what I loved is that, you know, you might think, well, I'm never going to be a motivational speaker or I'm never going to be a public speaker. But what Gina said at our interview last week, Daniel, was you're speaking every day. No matter what you do, you could be a manager at a facility. You could, if you have kids, if you're a teacher, when you are working in public, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, you're speaking almost every day. So
yes.
If you can become a better communicator,
right,
and learn something that's just going to enhance that, how can that not help you?
And you benefit every area of life. You even have to communicate with your pet. Yeah, Lord, communicate with your dog. So how can you go wrong by sharpening those skills?
Right. So I want people, if you're listening, I don't want you to think, you know, I don't need to lose weight. I'm already healthier. I don't public speak, or, you know, I don't utilize those skills. I want you to think of your goals and what it is that you want to do. And I promise you, there will be something at this conference that you will get tools, you will get motivated, you will get inspired to achieve that success. One of our other power sessions that we're having is taught by our licensed counselor, Amy Fisher from mm-hmm. Mind Oasis. And, you know, maybe sometimes we have baggage, right, Daniel?
Sometimes, like all the time.
Like a little bit of baggage. Sometimes we have things that are just holding us back and really preventing us from being the success that we could be, or going for whatever it is that we want to go for, those fears, if you will, right, or hurts and things from the past that just kind of weigh us down. And so we want to make sure that if you're there, you go through a power session that can help you release some of that, that can learn some tools to help you move forward from something that may have happened your past.
And also, you know, good is the enemy of better. So you don't have to be afflicted to come and get some tools. You don't have to wait until you get a bad report from a doctor to be concerned about your health. You don't have to wait till you hit bankruptcy to take responsibility in your money. I mean, you don't have to wait until something awful happens. You can choose to be the best that you can be by learning all you can and putting yourself in an environment. We spoke several weeks ago, and motivation is about being in an environment where there's plenty and you're just taking what you need out of the environment. So it's always good to put yourself in the company of like-minded, forward-thinking, positive, motivated people to just get what you need.
Absolutely. And like you always say, and I stole it from you. Now I always say it. Daniel said it first, but I said it second. I don't know. But he says motivation really is revelation. And that is so true, because it's that aha moment.
Right.
It's that moment when all of a sudden a light bulb goes off in your head and it all kind of comes together.
And everything changes after that.
And it's almost like that transformation. Immediately, something just switched gears in your mind that said, oh my gosh, that's it. That's why I need to do this. Or that's how I'm going to do this. Or that's what I've been missing, you know?
Right. And when you put yourself in a company you create a constant diet of positive thoughts and information, you create an atmosphere that's conducive for those aha moments. You make it so they're likely, and they're not like, you know, once every 6 months, you got a new aha moment. But no, and you know, as
you need an aha moment every day.
Every day, several times a day, man.
Yes, aha, aha. That's kind of sound like a bird, aha. An aha bird, I don't know.
But like when I stepped outside without a hat on, I was like, aha, I need a hat.
It's really cold out there. I love it, but those aha moments, and you know what it is, that just made me have an aha moment. And that is that we don't have enough aha moments. Right. I mean, truthfully, we get in a rut. You know, we get comfortable. And I think that's another issue. You know, I was coaching one of my ladies at Curves, and she's at her halfway point. She's lost half of her weight. And guess what? So that means she's not that overweight anymore. In fact, she looks pretty good. You know, she's off of her medication. She doesn't take any medications now. All right. So she's doing fantastic, really.
Right.
But guess what? She still has a little more weight to lose.
Right.
But now that it's not so bad, it's harder.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. You get in that comfortable place. You know, you might be going along at your job and, you know, it's not too bad. I earn a pretty good living. I'm kind of happy. It's fine. You know? And that's not, I'm not saying that being comfortable isn't a good thing sometimes too. But don't you think that we get a little too comfortable, and then that's where we miss that next level of success?
Yes, and I often don't call it a comfort zone, because if you think about it, once we hit that lull, we're not really comfortable, but we're familiar. I call it a familiar zone. See, we're familiar with the people, places, and things that we've attached to at this level. And so we get to know it and we just kind of live there. But when we think about going to that next level, whatever that next level means, that's when we have to deal with the fear again. We have to deal with the anxiety again, or whatever was keeping us previously from moving. We have to deal with that all over again at this next level. So we have to be ready. We have to have surround ourselves. Sometimes I say we create a alley to success and a highway to failure. It's easy for us to sit back and relax and all that, and we make it difficult for us to see new things and challenge ourselves to be better. But if we can reverse that, which means we just put ourselves in the company of people who are striving themselves. If I look over at you and I see that you're moving and you're facing these challenges and yet you're still going forward, it challenges me to do the same thing. But I heard somebody say, if you're hanging around 9 broke people, guess who's the 10th going to be? You're going to be number 10.
You're going to be broke too. And that's right. I say that all the time. If you know, maybe you've been thinking, I want to open my own business. You haven't done that yet. You know, you need to be affiliated with other business owners.
Right.
If you want to open your own business, who are you hanging around with that already owns their business and is doing a successful job at it? And speaking of owning your own business, I'm really excited about Build My Own Networking Business. That is a power session that we're going to have at I've Decided. And that is for folks who have in-home networking businesses that are growing and building teams. And it doesn't matter. It's not specific. It doesn't matter what it is that you're passionate about. There are a lot of wonderful in-home products that are out there that people sell and are very passionate about. But whatever it is that you have that you're selling, you need to understand how to grow your team. You need to understand the tools and resources that are available to you to growing a team, and how to stay connected to your clients, to your customers, and how to motivate them so that they continue to buy the products that you're selling. And so we want to make sure that you have a resource for that. So maybe you have already opened your own business and you've started selling a product that you're very passionate about, and you just need some tools in your tool belt to help you move forward, to grow your team, to be a good quality leader. And that's what it's kind of about too, just being that leader. And leaders know, Daniel, that we learn it. We need a lot of aha moments.
Absolutely. I mean, whether you got a business or not, you're still a leader. You have to lead the home. You have to lead in your family. You know, you have to lead your own self, your diet.
I heard somebody say, everybody's leaders, because somebody's always watching.
Right. Absolutely.
Somebody is always watching. So regardless of if you see yourself as a leader or not, you are. And to somebody. You are leading somebody somewhere. Somebody's yes. watching you. You are making that impact. And whatever it is, we just want you to be the best at it. We want to move you to from out of that comfort zone into your next level.
Yes.
We want you to grow. And that's what I've Decided is all about. We know you can grow. We just need you to get to this conference so that you can put yourself in a position to be surrounded by people who are going to motivate you, who are going to encourage you, inspire you to do a little better. Baby steps. You know, you don't have to go all in. Don't be afraid that somebody's going to try to force you to do something that you're not ready
right.
to do.
Right.
It's just about taking those baby steps. Start writing your goals down at that conference. You know, what is it that I really want to do? I want to do? That's going to be one of the first things that I have you do when you get there. We are going to just take that moment before we kick off into our speakers and our power sessions. I just want people to take that moment, Daniel, and think, what do I want?
And that's major, because people can tell you right off the top of their head what they don't want.
Right.
But when you start asking what is it that you do want, and it takes a little bit of time. So that'll produce a lot of aha moments right there.
Yes. And I want them to write them down. Maybe they got 10 things that pop in their head. You know, I want to get organized. I need to clean out. I want to clean out my purse. You know, it could be the smallest things. Like, right. I'm sick of losing my driver's license every time I go looking in my purse. And like you and I were talking about before we started recording the show, even when it comes to the smallest of things, like cleaning out your purse or deciding that you are going to have a more organized purse, it requires you to change something. Right?
Yes.
So you can know if you're going to have a cleaned out wallet or a cleaned out purse, you are going to have to start practicing the discipline of putting your stuff back right where it goes every single time.
And Kim, you'll never change a big thing without learning it on the small things like that. Jim Rohn said every great accomplishment is a result of thousands of tiny accomplishments that nobody ever sees or appreciates.
A good one.
Isn't that a good one?
I know a lot of wrong stuff, and I don't think I've heard that one. But that is a really good one.
So sometimes we think the major things is going to come down riding off a lightning bolt, and that's what's going to change our life. But no, the things that change are those small things that we do, and we start doing them on a consistent basis, and then we begin to change little by little, and then that's when the quality of our life improves and gets better, and we're happier, and we're stronger.
Absolutely. I love that. That is so true. You know, they say small things can bring big things down.
They
too.
Mean so those, everything.
Those little changes, whether it be in a good direction or a bad direction, can really change.
In every area of our life. If you're in a relationship and you wait to tell that woman how you feel on the big occasions, the Valentine's Day, the next Valentine's Day is rolled around. You ain't going to have the woman to tell.
That's good advice, man. Are you listening to that? And that's coming from my guest today, Daniel Moore, from Moore Motivation. And he
will have a men's session at the conference.
That's going to be teaching a men-only power session at our conference. That's just another one. It's called 4th and 1. You make the call. He is partnering with Coach Mark Dobler, the head pastor out at Second Chance Church. And they are going to be teaching a men-only power session that really is about making decisions with your values in mind before just reacting, you know, fast. And that happens a lot of times, especially when it comes to relationships, doesn't it? My husband, we've been laughing because he's kind of been partnering with you guys as well in this power session. And now every time he reacts to something I do, you know, without thinking about the consequence, I'm like, now was that really worth me being mad at you for the next, you know, day?
Is that really the result you wanted? Did you think that through?
You obviously did not think that through. Are you learning anything from this 4th and 1 session? So, but that, you know, we need that. And men need... We always like to say, oh, women, you know, we go to the bathroom together. We need to have our little network and our sisterhood. But I know that men don't need to go to the bathroom together, but they do need to be around each other and to support each other.
And one of the things we'll be talking about is it'll be these ideas that get grandfathered in. I call it when we're younger, we learn through impartation, and we learn how to be a man through some masculine view that was imparted to us as we were younger. It means never to show emotion, never to really talk about feelings, things like that. And we're finding out that that's not the case. That's not how you build strong and positive relationships. And so you have to challenge some of those things that were imparted. Now, these things, the way we were meant to grow and learn was through revelation. Okay, so when revelation comes, then you replace that thought that came from impartation that wasn't right. And then you're able to act differently, because there's a very strong urge in the human personality to act in a way that's consistent with what you really believe. Okay, so the belief system is down in your heart. Now, you've been programmed to say some things out of your head, but then in practice, it's a little different. So you have to make sure it's consistent. And in order to do that, you have to change, like we said, these little things, these little beliefs. Yeah, there's a scripture that says it's the small foxes that smell the greats. So we have to change these little ones, and then that's how we necessitate change.
I got
change.
A good example of that.
I know you do.
I do. I just thought about it. So, okay, so I have been, so what was imparted, like what you just said on me, was impatience, okay?
Yes.
So because I'm pretty outgoing and kind of strong-willed girl, you know, very early on in life, people start saying, I don't have patience. You don't have patience, right? So I started going, I don't have any patience. Right. I'm just an impatient person, right? So I became
an impatient person.
So, you know, I was just impatient. That's the way it is. And that's how I live my life. Well, that little thing really can start to become huge. And to a point to where I got, Daniel, I'm just saying this right on air, making this confession to Lord knows who, but that's okay. I'm going to do it for you so that you might get a little motivated, because I got to a point to where my road rage got so bad that it really was bothering me.
Yeah.
Like I would leave work, be in the happiest mood, get in my car, get to the first red light and be ready to kill somebody.
Right.
Okay. Yes. And I just was like, this is not good. My kids would be like, Mom, you know, it's just a red light. It's okay.
Right.
It's not that, you know, and Lord forbid somebody pull out in front of me.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
That was it.
Right. It was over. Well, a few years ago, a couple of years ago, I made the decision. I stuck the stake in the ground. I'm like, you know what? You've done a lot of things. I've lost almost 80 pounds. I've learned how to live a healthy lifestyle. I've opened my own business. I public speak. I've done some of the hardest things that people can do. But yet I could not overcome this little thing like road rage. Okay? And so I decided I'm going to overcome this. And from there, though, that's just a perfect example. I had to start behaving different and practicing the behavior change.
Right.
Because when you decide you're going to do something, no matter what it is, you got to change
things. You have to change something.
Right.
And you know, Kim, to your point and to your analogy, okay, so you had been told that all that time, but all these things, other things in your life required patience, the raising of your children, the business, being a business owner, changing your lifestyle, the way that you eat, all of that. So you had to have patience to do all that. But that thought in your head prevailed.
I was capable of having patience, but I thought I wasn't.
So until you exchange that thought for another, yes, and that is true. That is the perfect example.
And it's changed everything, Daniel. I have become I'm like patient. Like, I'm not saying that I don't have moments. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
So I still have some moments. But I have become so patient that even my kids notice it. My oldest daughter used to say, I'm like you, Mom, I'm impatient. And before I had this revelation, if you will, I would be like, yep, you are. We're the most impatient people I know, you know. But now, hilarious. So I was imparting that onto my daughter.
Right.
You see how this vicious cycle works.
And you're going to like this statement, but people walk in the light that they have, and they walk in the light that they don't have. A revelation comes from a word means reveal, or it just means turn the light on.
Yeah.
So you will reproduce that in your children and whoever's listening to you.
But praise the Lord. He revealed. He turned the light on
and
for
you
me.
And you made the change.
And now, so anytime my daughter, and she doesn't even say it anymore now, but now she'll say, if she says anything about being impatient, I say, oh, we are not impatient.
We are patient.
We are the most patient people I know.
Now, Kim, get this. You know what the word patient means? It comes from a word that means saying the same thing.
Interesting.
So if you get a thought in your head and you want it to grow, then you'll keep that thought and you'll make that thought have more weight than the other ones that's causing you to go off or lose your temper or whatever it is. It's just saying the same thing over and over again.
There's another revelation for you. Man, I don't want this show to come to an end, Daniel. That's so good. We haven't even went through all the power sessions yet. There's so much more stuff happening at this conference. One of our keynote speakers, Brian Rashid, he is flying in from New York. He is going to teach us how to make money doing what we love to do. Doesn't that sound great?
That got everybody's attention.
Don't you want to make money doing what you love to do? Listen, you can start where you are. It does not matter where you are, what you're doing, what your job is, what you want to do, what your goals are. You can take that first step today. Make the decision. Go to ivedecided.org and get your tickets. Buy your tickets. Invest this $129. You get 3 life-changing events, a full-day conference at the Civic Center, which includes lunch, 2 half-day conferences throughout the year so that you can get plugged in and rebooted towards the end of the year. And so we can go alongside of you and make sure that you are successful in whatever it is that you want to do in 2017.
And Kim, I can guarantee the people that when you get hooked up with like-minded individuals, you're going to make some new friends. You're going to have some new circles.
You are. And you're going to put yourself, like Daniel said, you're going to put yourself in that position so that you can be the success that you were born to be, so that you can get the right information and really get rid of those impartations that we believe so strongly about ourselves that are not true, and have revelation, which is the motivation that will get you going in the direction so that you will not be that statistic of someone who doesn't achieve goals. So go online, get your tickets today. Daniel and I will look so forward to meeting you at the conference. We want to meet you. I want to hear from you. And I thank you so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio. And I will look forward to being with you next Sunday, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio on Good Time Oldies 1290 and 102.7 WIRL. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?